Section 2, North Carolina's Resources. As you read, look for the types of biological resources found in our state, the varied uses of North Carolina's minerals, the difference between renewable and non-renewable resources, ways capital and human resources can transform natural resources into products, and the following terms: biological resource, mineral resource. An economic system uses natural, capital, and human resources to produce goods and services. North Carolina's natural resources have played an important part in the state's economic development. However, businesses also need capital and human resources to grow and prosper. Natural resources. Natural resources are those products of Earth and its atmosphere that are useful to humans. North Carolina's abundant natural resources include many kinds of biological resources as well as mineral resources. Biological resources. Plants and animals are biological resources. These resources are renewable. They can replenish themselves over time. Because biological resources are often farmed, harvested, or hunted, humans sometimes have to play a role in the renewal process. In our state, for example, shrimp fishermen adhere to market quotas that keep them from catching too many shrimp at one time so that the population can replenish itself. Agriculture. North Carolina's rich soil has always supported agriculture from one end of the state to the other. Small, family-operated farms were the norm in the state for centuries. But in the last few decades, they have given way to agribusiness, farming thought of as large business companies. Although most North Carolinians no longer make most of their living from farming, more than 50,000 small farms are still part of our state's economy. Together, small farms and the agribusinesses in our state are the largest contributors to the state economy. Their efforts make North Carolina a national leader in products like flue-cured tobacco used in cigarettes, cucumbers used for pickles, strawberries eaten fresh or made into jam, and turkeys raised for Thanksgiving. Forests. A forest is an area rich in plants and animals where trees are the predominant plant. The abundant forests of our state provide important resources that help our economy. Approximately 60% of all land in North Carolina is timberland. The state has more than 60 different commercial species of trees, including yellow and white pines, red and white oaks, hickory, soft maple, sweet gum, ash, black gum, and yellow poplar. Cedar trees, which grow all over old fields that people once farmed, are ground up into chip for landscaping needs. Forests and the industries they support provide income opportunities for many North Carolinians. The forest products industry employs 1 in 6 of the state's manufacturing workers, second only to the textile industry. North Carolina leads the nation in the production of upholstered and wooden household furniture. The state's furniture industry ships 29% of the nation's wooden living room furniture, 44% of all wooden dining and kitchen furniture, and 33% of all wooden bedroom furniture. One of the most famous wooden products made in the state is the Kennedy Rocker, named to honor President John F. Kennedy, who sat in it because it helped ease the pain he suffered from a back injury. This type of rocker was made in Asheboro for decades and is now produced in Troutman. North Carolina is also a major producer of Christmas trees, with trees being grown in 70 of the state's 100 counties. Our state currently supplies 15% of the nation's Christmas trees and has the potential to greatly increase its output. The Fraser fir, our best-known type, grows most easily on mountain slopes of the high country in the northwestern corner of the state. The state's forests offer many additional benefits. National forests, national and state parks, and private campgrounds provide opportunities for recreation. Forests also protect watersheds, reduce flood crests, and improve water quality in streams. They even provide opportunities for education and training. Many of our colleges and universities offer undergraduate and graduate degrees in forestry and related fields. Wildlife. Wildlife is the term used to describe animals that live in the state's diverse natural environments. One of the most recognizable wild animals in North Carolina is the white-tailed deer. This mammal will eat all kinds of tender leaves and stems, but acorns from our forests are among its favorite foods. Today, there are approximately 1 million white-tailed deer in North Carolina, and more people hunt this mammal than any other game species in the state. Other wild animals that are hunted or trapped in North Carolina are the black bear, wild turkey, fox, and small game like the squirrel, raccoon, and opossum. Although hunters and trappers must observe seasons for most animals they pursue, some wild animals have no such limits. The coyote, which entered the state in the 1980s from neighboring areas, is considered to be invasive and can be hunted at any time to keep the population in check. The feral swine, wild hog, is the most dangerous of the state's invasive species, as it carries disease and destroys crops and personal property. There are no limits on hunting this animal. Fish and fisheries. North Carolina's many kinds of water habitats support a diverse population of fish. The more than 3,000 miles of streams, rivers, and lakes in western North Carolina are home to brook, rainbow, and brown trout. Offshore, where the Gulf Stream comes near our coast, plentiful species include sailfish, marlin, bluefish, tuna, mackerel, shark, and bottom fish like sea bass, tilefish, and grouper. Streams and lakes between the mountains and the sea contain catfish, bass, striper, crappie, white perch, and many other species. Commercial fishing is an important economic activity in North Carolina. In addition to fish, North Carolinians harvest several types of shellfish, including blue crabs, clams, oysters, scallops, and shrimp. The blue crab and shrimp fisheries are North Carolina's two most valuable in terms of landings and dollars. Special feature: growing up on a shrimper. Shrimp boats are a familiar sight up and down the North Carolina coast. The boats have a distinctive appearance with the sway of their deck and the roundness of their pilot house. They are also recognized by the nylon nets that extend out of the boats from a frame called an outrigger. Shrimping for a living is more than a century old on the Tar Heel coast. Hundreds of families, from Wanchesee to Calabash, have male members who spend as much as half of the year on the shrimpers. They troll the waters off the state's coast for several months in the summer, then head south all the way to Florida as winter approaches. Some stay in Florida, coming home only for the Christmas holidays. At the start of the 21st century, almost 1,000 coastal families still made their living as bug hunters, the joking nickname of shrimpers. Bradley Styron of Cedar Island started trawling as a teenager in Core and Pamlico Sounds. Commercial shrimping began in the state in the early 1900s. By the 1930s, shrimping had become a way of life around Morehead City and Beaufort. Fishermen at Harker's Island developed the efficient trawling method of channel netting during that period. As Americans began to increase the variety of their food after World War II, the market for both frozen and fresh shrimp grew. By the 1960s and 70s, shrimper families often had a family member who would take a refrigerated truckload to retailers in the Piedmont. During the summer, some even set up their own temporary shops by the side of major highways. North Carolinians catch three types of shrimp: brown, pink, and white. Each has a particular habitat in and around the marshlands of the Sounds and the mouth of the Cape Fear River. A shrimper has to know when and where to look for each type of shrimp. For example, brown shrimp swim out into the ocean at night, usually in the fall. Shrimpers learn by doing. Often a whole family is involved, particularly in the endless repair of nets. The captain of a shrimper will hire relatives and friends to help on the boat. The deckhand's main responsibility is to reel in the nets once shrimp are collected. The hands then throw out the trash, which may include other fish, and put the shrimp into the hold of the boat. There, a fresh pile of ice keeps the shrimp as cold as possible. In 1985, Bradley Styron caught 1,500 pounds of shrimp in one night in Pamlico Sound, almost three times the average. Very few North Carolina women have been shrimpers. However, female members of a shrimper family do the deheading of the shrimp once they are brought into port. The shrimp are dumped onto a long table, and the girls and older women quickly slice off the inedible part of the animal. The shrimp are then sold fresh to a dealer or frozen for future marketing. Some of the most important members of the shrimper community are boat builders. The Varnum family of Holden Beach in Brunswick County built shrimp boats throughout the 20th century. Mineral resources. Mineral resources are natural substances found inside the earth. They are formed by slow geological processes. Minerals become a resource when they exist in enough quantity that they can be extracted from earth for economic gain. Unlike biological resources, mineral resources are non-renewable. Once taken from the earth, they are not replaced by nature. In the 1800s, North Carolina was an important gold-producing state, and it produced smaller amounts of iron ore and coal. Today, none of those minerals are found in large enough quantities to justify the expense of mining them. But many North Carolinians and tourists still try their hand at panning for gold in our streams, and sometimes also find such gemstones as rubies, sapphires, garnets, emeralds, and the occasional diamond. North Carolina does not have oil or gas production, but it does produce many lesser-known but important minerals. The state leads the nation in the production of feldspar, lithium minerals, scrap mica, olivine, and pyrophyllite. It ranks second in phosphate rock production. Capital resources. In general, it takes some kind of capital resource to transform a natural resource into a product. In North Carolina, capital resources include textile mills, furniture factories, printing shops, and chemical plants. The machines and equipment used inside these processing facilities are also capital resources. Human resources. Human beings are an economic resource when they supply the labor, whether physical or mental, that transforms a resource into a good or service. In an economic system, laborers are paid for the work they perform. Today's diverse and interconnected state, national, and global economies require new skills and specialization. People who want good jobs need to have education and specialized training to make them attractive to employers. Each of you is being educated in part to give you the opportunity to become a human resource in the economic system where you choose to live and work.